Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show as the Hillsborough Hawks win this one 80-53 behind 31 points from Michael Brewer. And he is easily our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Michael, I want to first start off by talking about that alley-oop play at the end of the third quarter. Always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah, we love that play. We usually go to it either to start or maybe to end the quarter or something like that. It just gets everybody hyped.
Yeah, well, it's got to get you hyped, too. I mean, being able to go above the rim and that feeling, what's that like to go above the rim, have a clean pass there from your teammate Lampkins, and just be able to slam it home, hang on the rim for a second, and get this crowd on their feet?
It's just really energizing, you know. You just get all your adrenaline's running, and then once you land, you're just like, you're just so excited.
Man, I mean, you guys came out and you kind of showed who's boss in this county a little bit. This is your first matchup of the season in this conference, and it's a tough one. I mean, you got Windsor, you got Perryville. They're all, you know, they're always good teams. Festus as well in this one, of course, DeSoto. Was it about making a statement tonight saying, hey, we can run up on these guys, and that's kind of what we're hoping to do to the rest of you guys?
No, we plan every team usually the same. We go out there with the same mindset. We don't go out there thinking anybody's different, and we prepare the same. We came out here thinking we were going to win, and with the confidence and energy that we had, we took it up.
This game started off, it was kind of tight, 16-14 after one quarter. What made the difference the rest of the way? What did Coach Johnson have to say, or was it someone else in the huddle? What got you guys getting that push and really breaking this one open?
Oh, you know, we just had to talk loud and really play together right then and there and get stops and then get buckets on offense.
Talk about what you're kind of seeing out there, you know, from that first quarter and sort of the adjustments that you guys made to get, you know, get the points and get that run out.
You know, the people, they were doubling me in the post, so we're taking that double out and so nobody would be on the backside. So,
all right. And what's it like to have the Worley brothers on the team? Another 6'7" guy to kind of look in the eye.
Oh yeah, it's a lot more fun. You know, you have another person right there to block somebody or you know, get a high rebound, protect the rim, basically.
It seems like you can't catch a break though. You can't be the tallest guy on the team. You had Gavin last year, and now you got Evan's got a couple inches on you.
Yep.
But hey, man, you certainly fly very well. Obviously, that alley-oop was just a big exclamation point, saying, "Hey, this is who we are. We're athletic, we're tough, and we can score a lot of points." You put up 80 tonight. That's pretty impressive. Just your overall thoughts on this game and moving forward as you have districts coming up here in just a few weeks.
You know, I thought it was really good, like energy mover, I should say. I think we did what we needed to do.
All right. Enjoy that free entree
from
Applebee's. Congratulations on being player of the game.
Thank you.